Please, I need advice. Is it the cat or is it the puss? Okay, all right.
You can say vagina.
Me, please, I need advice. Me and my cat emoji, vagine, need help. I, 22, and BF, 22. Are you fucking with me, making me read this?
No. It's a listener question.
Welcome back to another episode of Mean Girl Pod, and I'm so sorry if I just blew your eardrums out, but I'm excited. She blew my eardrums out, and I was like, wow! You guys, go to YouTube, because one, we're in my apartment, but two, we have a presenting sponsor. Cheers. Oh, I wish we didn't crack them.
Oh, because that noise is ASMR. So satisfying. Monster Energy Ultra Baby.
And you guys, we have been talking to them for like 3 months doing this deal. So all the Just Media team has been doing is drinking these Monster Ultras. And now we're all like addicted to them and love them. And yeah. Now they're our presenting sponsor, so it's come full circle, and we're so excited.
And I love them. It makes me so nostalgic when I drink them, because in college, I went to school 4 hours away from home, and every single time I would go to college, I would go to a certain gas station and get my white or purple Monster, yes. And that would get me through my 4-hour drive.
It's the best.
It's all I drink.
It lasts so long, and I love these Ultras because zero sugar per can.
Yep.
So you got no jitters coming. So you guys go, and these are like the cute, slim.
Right.
Like, this is the elevated Monster. So you guys go and get them if you see these white cans in the claw.
The white's my favorite flavor. It's like, it tastes like a... I don't even know, like a blueberry Mr. Freeze. I don't even know. That's probably.
That's a very good description.
Okay, because I don't know if I'm saying that right, but that's what I taste.
Yeah, it's actually great. And it's white and blue, so it fits. So a lot of exciting things going on. So if we seem really energized and happy this episode, that's not for nothing. Because we're hyped up on Monster.
At 4 p.m., I'm not going to sleep tonight.
Yeah, I know. Do I have something to do tonight? What are you doing?
Madeline's coming into town.
Oh, that's so fun. Yeah. What is she going to do?
Well, hang out with me.
But what are you guys going to do?
So I don't like to build like a strict itinerary because she used to live in New York. She knows it. So honestly, like tomorrow's a pretty chill day. We're both going to just like work during the day. And then Saturday, I'm going to we're going to bop around in New York, go to Canal Street. Go to, like, her favorite places. Go to American Bar for dinner.
Oh, yum.
But, like, nothing too crazy. Like, she's that one friend when we... Like, sometimes, like, we've gone on vacations together and laid in bed all weekend.
Right. It's, like, so pressure-free when it's a friend like that.
Yeah. So, nothing too crazy, but I'm excited. I haven't seen her for a while, so it's gonna be fun.
That'll be so fun. Oh, yay. I'm glad Madeline's coming. She's in time tonight?
Yeah, she flies. Well, she'll be gone by the time this episode comes out, but, yeah, she flies in Thursday night.
Okay.
At, like, 8 o'clock.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. What's new with you? How are you? We haven't recorded together in like, 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
I've been on the run. I'm going back on the run when this episode comes out. I'll be in Austin. Then I'm going to go to LA and a lot of work travel. I was with Brittany Schmidt last week in Miami. So it's just been like, I just feel like I've been traveling, but I've been avoiding New York because of the weather.
I've been avoiding New York too.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, see you later. And that's it. I've been doing nothing.
I just got back to New York last night from being like in Florida for 3 weeks. And yeah.
How does it feel being back?
Not great.
Oh, really?
I just like, it doesn't help that I went from 80 degrees sunny to like very gloomy.
So yesterday was so pretty.
Was it?
Oh, I was in sweatpants and a t-shirt.
I didn't get home until 8.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I like, okay, it's tough because I read this thing about how there's nothing, like the two most boring things you can talk about are one, your dreams. Because like when somebody tells you your dream, like you don't have, they're describing something to you that happened in their brain and you're just like, shut the fuck up. I don't know.
The amount of times that we've talked about our dreams is unhinged on this podcast.
But I hate when someone's like, I had a dream about it. I'm like, I don't care.
Well, I think dreams are fascinating. So I kind of like listening and then like dissecting it.
I remember every time someone starts a dream, I'm just like, I'm not going to know. Because, like, you saw it in your head.
Yeah.
It's not a movie we can both go watch. Like, I'm never going to be able to see it. So I'm at the mercy of you describing this, like, wild thing to me where you were in a car and it burnt down. I'm just like, what?
And then weather.
So recently, Harrison, if the weather gets brought up, he's like, and so now I'm describing the weather to you. I'm like, no.
I know. They always say, like, when you have nothing to talk about, you bring up the weather. And I notice I do that. And I'm like, no one cares about the weather.
And we all just, like, felt it. Like,
Yeah.
Who the fuck cares what the weather was yesterday? It's gone.
Oh, speaking of New York, though, I got a New York license.
You did?
Yeah.
What was that like?
Well, the DMV actually wasn't crazy because thankfully I just went at like a very odd time that no one would be there. But I couldn't get the real ID.
Oh, we got to get those.
Yeah.
Well, they actually keep pushing that date back, which is cracking me up.
I know. I'm like, whatever. Or I'll travel with my passport.
Did you have to buy it in cash?
No, I used my credit card.
Oh, okay. Oklahoma has to be cash. I've never understood that.
Yeah, because I didn't renew in Minnesota because, like, my parents don't live there. And I wasn't going to renew in Florida because, like, that's not my home. So I was like, I'll just renew in New York.
And it wasn't, like, a mess?
No, not at all.
I feel like it would be the DMV. Well, DMVs everywhere are a mess. So I guess it makes sense that New York actually kind of figured it out.
You just have to bring the correct paperwork. And then also the thing that's weird about New York, though, is in Minnesota, and I don't know if Oklahoma's like this, but they give you your ID back. In New York, they take it from you. So if I didn't have a passport, I would have been without an ID for like 3 weeks and I wouldn't even be able to have traveled.
Well, I just always tell them that I don't have an ID. That I lost it.
Yeah, but like what happens if you travel?
Well, no, when I go to the DMV, back in the day when I used to sell my fake IDs, what I would do is I would go to the, because if you took your license with you, they would punch a hole in it.
Yeah.
But so I would always just say I lost it. And then they would give me a new one so I would have my old one.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh. But that's, you know, I don't like to break the rules.
Yeah, you can't be giving them your ID. I'd just be like, oh, I lost the ID. That's why I'm here.
But no, now I have a New York ID.
That's so cool. It's so like grown up of you.
I know. It's
Are they kind of yellow?
No, they're like black and white.
Oh, maybe I'll get one.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to get one at all. It took everything in me to get the Oklahoma one.
Yeah. Well, I forgot when the next time they expire. I think we have like, what, 8 years now?
Well, now the whole thing is you got to... Back in 2022, it was like, you have to have the real ID in 2024. And I was like, that's never happening. Like, when's 2024 going to be here?
Yeah.
And now I think they push it to 2025.
They have, yeah.
And then I'm sure, because what are they going to do? Make every single one of us human beings flying go get a real ID? It's going to be a mess.
No, and like, the lady was like, yeah, if you want a real ID, you just come back with your New York ID with your your W-2. And I was like, I'm never coming back to the DMV.
And like, if you're not, no one is.
Yeah.
No, like, you're telling me to get on an airplane, I have to get a real ID? Like, no, how about I just buy the ticket and that's good enough?
The DMV is, like, everyone's version of hell. Like, no.
And then how do you fly if you, like, God forbid, had a DUI and no passport? So you don't have a license? Like, can you fly? Well, you can fly because one time I did fly out of Vegas and I lost all forms of ID. And they do pull you aside and ask you, like, 15 questions.
Wait, you can't get a passport if you have a DUI?
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, if you didn't have a license because, like, it got taken away.
Oh.
Like, I'm going through a really odd scenario. And then you didn't have a passport. It's like, how would you fly? A state ID? What are they giving out those for? Oh, you got to go get a state ID.
What the heck?
I never even thought about it until now.
That's crazy.
You know, I did get a passport in a day, though. Did I ever talk about that? I lost my passport going to Canada.
Oh, I thought you meant in Miami.
No, I had to get one. And people text me all the time and ask me how I did it. But I got it within 4 hours. I took the photo that day and I had the passport by like 2 p.m. and I got on a 5 p.m. flight.
That's insane.
You have to live by a passport office. And there's a lot in California. And there's like some in Houston, some in New York, some in Miami. And yeah, it's the same fee. And you just pay a rush. You don't pay a rush. You just run a rush. You have to make an appointment. And then you have to take, like, your birth certificate.
Interesting. Because, yeah, when I got a new our passport, I didn't expedite it. And it took, like, 3 weeks or 4 weeks.
Yeah. I know. But it's crazy to think that you can get it that day because, like, a passport is, like, coveted.
Yeah.
But my passport is in this apartment somewhere. I have two. Just couldn't find it.
I just think about the time that you lost it in Miami and it was literally like outside my room hallway.
Yeah, I was on like floor 7, you were on floor 9 and somebody turned it in. But we knew. Like I was like, why am I not more worried? Because like I didn't have a driver's license.
I wasn't worried either.
I was like, I know that thing will turn up. And then lo and behold, but if I found someone's passport, I'm turning that thing in.
Yeah, that's like that's a big deal.
Quick pause to talk about Bae's luggage, which I love, but no one loves it more than Jordan. So... all I have to do is just get through a little off the top and then she's going to take over. But you guys, we've all been there trying to fit everything we might need in our luggage for a trip, only to end up with a suitcase that is busting at the seams. But with Bae, there's room for everything. 15 pairs of underwear for a trip, not Jordan and I. But anything else, no problem. Deciding between a few pairs of shoes, that's okay. Bring them all.
So I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but this is one of my favorite sponsors of all time.
I think you can say that.
I hate checking bags. It's, I will literally, doesn't matter how long the trip is, I will do carry-ons only. Mm-hmm. And the base carry-on is so spacious. It has like a little compartment underneath where you can put shoes. Oh, that's so doesn't nice. Take up any room. And then when you open it, it like stays open. So you can stuff everything there. And it's hard. So if someone were to like drop your bag or got knocked around, nothing would break. Amazing. And there's so many pockets. And it's such a pretty color. I have the tan one.
You guys, run, don't walk. I have the carry-on and I'm also obsessed with it because it, just like Jordan said, can hold so much. And we're always traveling. And I know you guys, with summer coming up, everyone's always on the go. So thank you to actress Shay Mitchell, who created this incredible, affordable, really good looking design to help you travel effortlessly while still looking fashionable, which is so true. So you guys, right now, Base is offering our listeners 15% off your first purchase by visiting basetravel.com/meangirl. That's BEIS travel.com/meangirl. BEIS travel.com/meangirl for 15% off your first purchase.
Oh, and I have the Weekender. Did I say that?
I don't know.
I have the Weekender and she has the carry-on.
Yeah. She's the Weekender. Okay. I was like, I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. So you guys go and get yours. Get them both because you can't go wrong.
Also, not to change the subject, but next week when we record, I'll have my normal sized lips again because I'm getting my lip filler dissolved.
You are?
Yeah.
Why?
Because, you know the episode we did for Kate Middleton?
Yeah.
So I don't know if, here, I'll show you the picture. So like the shadowing was really bad and like, not that I'm doing this because of the comments, but the comments made me aware of it. My lip filler is starting to migrate, which is normal. It's not the injector's fault. Like this happens to pretty much everyone with lip filler, but it's starting to migrate to my upper lip where it looks like it's called like a mustache shadow.
Oh.
And I didn't realize I had it until we filmed this episode and people were like saying it. I was like, oh my gosh, I do. So I'm going to get it dissolved, which I'm terrified for because I guess it's painful, but then I'm going to get it re-injected.
I did go with someone to get their filler dissolved.
Really?
And I was like, oh, it's going to hurt.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You got to take Tylenol before. No, apparently it hurts. You haven't?
I think, did Brittany Schmidt talk about this?
Yeah, I didn't know if she had talked about it. Did she talk about it?
Yeah.
Okay, that's who I went with. I was with her. And I remember, I think there were tears running down her face. Cause I was going next on just Botox and she was like, I did not know that was going to hurt that bad. And I was just like, oh my God.
I'm hoping it's not going to hurt so, so bad because I've never gotten like a full syringe. I've always kept it to a half, but I'm like very scared because I've seen like the TikToks where people's lips like puff out or get crazy looking. But I'm like, I have to also just going to keep, it could like migrate all the way up.
No, they say that it does migrate. So it is, you have to just do it. And if it does hurt, it doesn't hurt for long.
Yeah.
Like you just have to, it's just like the pain of doing it.
Oh, great.
No, it'll be fine. I don't want you to think you need to take the Tylenol before.
Okay.
So, you know, it numbs you right ahead of time a little bit.
Crazy. Yeah. I'm interested to see what I'll look like. Cause it's amazing how different you can look if you change your lip size.
Well, you take them out, right? And then they're bigger for that 24 hours, aren't they? And then they go down.
I think so, yeah. And then you have to wait a week until you get them refilled.
Oh my gosh, fascinating.
Yeah. Which, like, I'm not too worried about. I'm just interested to see. Because they're, like, pretty small. Like, back to my normal size now because I haven't gotten lip filler in, like, 8 months because of the migration. But it's just, yeah, I look at old pictures and I'm like, the difference, like, when we started the podcast when I had none to when I would, like, get them. And now I'm just like, it's very crazy.
Yeah, they're not
very big.
But you always had a big bottom lip, right?
Yeah, my bottom lip's always been big, but my top's been a little of a pencil.
Yeah, and that's what you got it to match.
Yeah. I have a little pencil lip.
Yeah, we'll have to remind you. So it just goes right back. Well, after the 24 hours.
I think.
You'll tell us next week. Assume. You'll report back.
I'll post pictures for people to see.
Yeah. What day do you get it done?
I don't know yet. I'm waiting for Nurse Tara to get back to me because she does my lips. But hopefully next week so I can just get it over with.
Yeah.
I'm kind of scared.
No, you'll be fine. It'll be nice to get it done and then to get new. It'll feel like it brand new.
I'm such a baby though with pain. Like someone could pinch me and I would cry.
Okay, this is really going to hurt then.
Do you have a low pain tolerance?
No, I have very high pain tolerance.
Oh, great.
Well, I've never had filler or dissolved, so I don't know the scale of like how bad it hurts.
Does Botox ever hurt you?
No.
Okay. Sometimes Botox will make my eyes tear.
Yeah, I think you might be like hysterically bawling. But I don't know, maybe not. I don't know. You just keep us posted.
I'm scared. Okay, well.
It's worth it though.
Hopefully I'll get it done before we record next week so you guys can see it, and then I'll try to get them filled for the next episode.
No, get them taken out that day so you have like the massive like lips and you're just like, this is what happened.
Maybe people will watch on YouTube then.
Yeah, you have like the big
the big duck lips.
Oh man, it's making me sweat. Okay, what are our topics?
Okay, yeah. I have a few things to ask you.
Okay, what are they?
So speaking of passports and traveling, I should have transitioned into that, but I just really wanted to fit that lip filler in because I didn't see another way we could talk about it. okay, so there is this viral question going around about pre-check, and I sent you the TikTok, and it's if one person in a relationship has pre-check and the other doesn't, and you guys are traveling together, do you wait in line with the person who doesn't have pre-check, or do you just leave each other and do your own thing until you get to the gate?
Okay, what do you do?
Oh,
do you both have it?
So when Pete and I first started dating, he did not have pre-check, and I ditched him every time. I was like, see ya. Because I was like, I paid good money for this. Mm-hmm. And also, I hate lines. And I just want to get to the... you know me. I have horrible travel anxiety. Like, I just want to get to the gate, sit. And, like, one time we were traveling to Seattle, and I thought he was going to miss the flight.
Yeah.
I was sitting at the gate by myself for, like, 30, 40 minutes, and I was just like... Do. What's going to happen if he can't make it through? But this is a good lesson to him to get pre-check.
Mm-hmm.
So no, I 1,000% ditch. And if the roles were reversed too, I would be like, go, I don't care.
Yeah. So Harrison can't get it. He had clear, but Canadians now can't have clear. So he's lost his clear. Some airports haven't like updated the system so we can still use it, but they've revoked it. So he has to get Nexus, which he's to go to Canada, and it's like bigger than global pre-check. So it's like this whole process for him to do, and he has to be home to do it. So he doesn't have, so I actually feel a little like, cause he would have it. He just can't get it.
That's crazy.
I know, it's crazy. So our rule is like, I usually stay with him because a lot of airports, what I want to do is keep my shoes on and my laptop in my bag.
Same.
That's what I want. So a lot of airports will give you the TSA thing. And I always ask, like if I wait in line with him, then I'll say, can I just have the TSA deal? I don't want to take my shoes off.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. And so that to me is like the good blend. But if we're running late, like the other day we were in Oklahoma City, we got to the airport, my dad dropped us off and I was like, oh my God, I left my backpack at home. And this is, my parents are professionals at this because my brother and I always do it. And in Oklahoma City, you can make this happen where my mom and my dad meet halfway and then my dad's back with the backpack and like you can still make your flight. So we like did that whole thing. Like I literally called my mom on the house phone at 5:30 a.m. I was like, backpack. She's like, I'm coming. And so they like know where they're going to meet. But the line was pretty long. So it worked out perfectly because so Harrison goes through and then Oklahoma City is a blend airport. So they have, because we're the middle of America, and so a lot of conferences like on the coast meet there. And I asked the guy, I got through security in 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Because I did clear, and they have a separate line for clear and TSA, and there's nobody in that. And so you just like walk right through. You never even see the masses. And I was like, what's happening? And the guy was like, since we're middle of America, we're built for corporations. So like you can get through really quickly. So that was a good instance where like, he would have missed the flight because we were going to have to go through so late. So he went ahead and then I knew I could get through quicker.
Oh, I see.
You know what I mean? So like that's when we separated. But most of the time, I don't want to go alone. Okay. So I stay with him and that's I just nice. Don't want to take my shoes off.
Yeah, I'm a pretty silent person until I get to the gate because I just have that underlying travel anxiety.
Yeah.
So I really just feel better if I'm alone through the process and then I will be happy. So I'm like, Pete, it's just better if I do this alone. But now he has TSA pre-check.
Right. And once you have it,
it's game-changing.
It is unbelievable.
I almost looked at him like he was crazy when he told me he didn't have it. Especially because he travels for work.
It's like you really do get through so much faster. And now I look at those people in the non-TSA line. I'm like, you losers, which was me for 5 years.
Peasants.
Yeah, I'm like, God, you guys can't just like go make an appointment and get it.
I literally got TSA pre-check less than a year ago.
And most credit cards just like pay for it for you. I know, me in November, like getting it. And I'm just like, ugh, losers, but the only reason I'm like that is because one, odd for me to have it.
Yeah.
Because I'm way lazier than that, but like two, he can't get it.
So do you guys like talk in the security line?
Oh, I love to talk in the security line. I talk to people in the security line.
Ew.
Oh yeah. But here's my thing. I'm so down to miss the flight. Like, not for work. Like, that's actually been, now I'm like, we got to get there. But I get so much done in an airport lounge.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm like, because it's New York. We're usually flying to New York. So I'm like, listen, if the 3 o'clock, we missed that, let's just take the four that's or the true. Five.
I've talked about this. Airports are a magical place.
They really are if you do them right.
Like, I'm so productive in airports. I love drinking in airports. I love eating in airports. I just love airports.
Yeah, and you can really, like, no one's talking to you. You put your headphones on. Like, I get more done on a flight than I ever would at a desk.
I don't have access to the Delta lounge anymore, which sucks, but whatever.
Why? What happened?
So Delta, the only way you can have access is if you upgrade to the Purple Platinum card or higher, which I don't have, or if you're... I can pay $100, I think, or not, sorry, $1,000 annually to use it, but I'm like, no.
So I have the American Airlines credit card because actually the reason I got it was you can only get it in the lounge. So the ones that they have on the airplane, I have that one that okay. They walk through and they're like, apply for this. But then I walked in the lounge one day and they were like, exclusive card. I don't usually pay attention to that, but I was like, let me just apply for this. Okay, so I got that card, and ever since I've been dating Harrison, him and I book our flights. Most of the time we fly together, both on American.
Okay.
The other day we went and checked our points. I think for this year alone, he maybe has 70,000 points, and I had like 95,000 points. And so we went back and looked. Every flight we've taken the same, but that me just booking it on that credit card, I was like, dude, it's so worth it to fly one airline and use that card.
Yeah, Delta redid the way you get points and they just effed everyone over. So I like will always be Delta flyer, but I'm not as obsessed with getting status as I used to be.
Yeah.
Cause like they took away the lounge, they took away how you get points, and I'm like, F this.
That's actually very demoralizing.
Yeah. But speaking of security, now I have another question on top of that.
Okay.
What happens if you and Harrison are flying and Harrison gets first class but you don't? Does he, do you allow him to take it?
Well, I just am such a higher status that it's always going to be me that gets it. But we talked about this the other day. God, we both get upgraded, but we talked about it. I get it every time.
Oh, really?
Every time.
Oh, that's nice.
What about you? Person gets it?
Yeah, person gets it, yeah.
The human, the name stays?
Well, because, like, so Pete, when we fly together, or I should say when he flies for work and I've sometimes like joined him in places he's gone, his company always gives him first class and I don't always get first class. So I always give it to him because I'm like, you take it. But I just like to be alone. Airport flying. Like, I mean, obviously I would love to sit by him, but like when he got up, like I made a TikTok about this and everyone was like roasting him for not giving me the upgrade. And I was like, oh no, I would never take his upgrade for first class. Like, he gets it. I'll sit back in the middle seat of economy.
Oh, no. Uh-uh. I was like, you get upgrade. And he's just like, yep, I already know you're taking that thing. But honestly, do you know what I do? If one of, because I love to fly with the person.
Yeah.
So what I've done before is if he's back, I'll trade the economy person the first class seat.
Oh, that's sick.
They never say no. One time someone said no, and I was just like, what?
I would love to fly with you guys then.
Oh, every time they're like, yeah, I'll totally trade you.
Yeah, it was funny because we were flying somewhere, and I like was being nice. I'm like, I'll probably get upgraded, so I'll just book a middle seat next to you in economy just in case, so we can sit next to each other. And then I forgot he was flying for work, so I was like, oh, you're getting upgraded to first class. And then I was like, it's fine, I'll get upgraded. Never got upgraded, so I sat in the middle seat of economy. And I was like, I hate my life.
Yeah, like, I really wish I would have got upgraded.
Yeah.
There's nothing better.
I was like, okay, it's fine.
Nothing better than getting upgraded.
But well, and also I was a little mad because he can't eat the food because he has celiac. So I was like, you can't even eat the food.
That's the whole.
Yeah.
That's the point, is the food.
I know, but I was like, nah, I don't care.
Quick pause to talk about Nevin Eyewear, you guys.
We're obsessed.
And you're going to think we're saying this deal wrong, so I'm just going to say it right off the top. Wow, Jordan is two framing us right now. I have the blue lights on. She's got the blue lights on her head, and then she's got the aviators with the gold frames and the dark.
Are these aviators or circles?
They're circles.
Yeah.
What's that called? Lens. Dark lens.
I wore these in Florida and posted a few pictures because I wore them every single day. I've never gotten so many DMs about something I was wearing and where people could buy them from. And one of my best friends back in Minnesota was like, where can I get those glasses from? I'm like, Nevin.
You guys aren't going to believe this. So you guys can go to NevinEyewear.com, buy one pair and get two for free. I did not mess that up. Buy one and then get two pairs free. So it's unbelievable. Run, don't walk. And safe to say, we've both been wearing the glasses a ton. And so get some blue light glasses and then get some for the summertime coming. And all you have to do is pay for one and you get three.
Three.
Three pairs. Such a good deal.
I love them so much. I'm going to wear them all summer long. And then every time I'm on the computer, I wear these.
There we go. Boom. Exactly. You can get them all for the price of one. I had a mishap. What was it? A flight. I can't remember.
A mishap?
I was just trying to think of my story. I can't remember it.
Oh, yeah. I was meaning to ask. You posted it, didn't you?
What happened?
I don't remember. You made a TikTok about it.
I'm not going to get there. I don't know if you can.
Is it this one? Airplane etiquette, trading seats?
Yes.
Do you remember? Do you need to
know? Now I know what it is. Yep.
Okay.
Okay. So I was on a flight.
So it's like
Easter? I got to watch it. Dude, this brain sucks. What's the story? I remember it. Okay. All right. Yep. This fucking guy.
I talk about airplanes forever.
Yeah, they're fat. You learn a lot about it, people on airplanes. All right. So what happened was I'm in row 18 and this is going on in row 19 behind me. So we get on and there's a pleasant man sitting on the aisle in the row behind me, just like a 60-year-old guy reading a book. On comes this dad with his kids. And he says to the guy on the aisle, he's like, hey man, I'm just this aisle right here. Can we just swap aisles so I can sit with my kids? So the dad wants the whole row and the guy reading the book, the pleasant man, is just gonna go from his aisle to the other aisle. But he confirms, the old man confirms, he's like, to be clear, you're just that aisle. And he's like, yeah, I'm the aisle. He kind of paused though. He's like, yeah, I'm the aisle. Okay, so they swap and the dad's sitting with the kid. Then pretty late in the boarding game, a lady gets on. And she's like, hey, to the old man. She's like, hey, you're in my seat. I'm the aisle right here. And the guy's like, no, that dad swapped me for aisle for aisle. She's like, I'm the aisle. And the middle seat was open. So this man just glanced back. And I was watching because I wanted to make eye contact with the dad and just be like, I wanted to say something. But the old man just got up and moved to the middle and sat there the whole flight, never said anything. We were on a 5-hour flight.
Was this LA to New York?
I can't remember where I was going.
So, that would piss me off.
Somewhere. See, this is my thing. If you're going to trade seats, it has to be equal trade.
Yeah.
Window for window, aisle for aisle.
Agreed.
Or better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you have to say to the middle person, hey, you want window or aisle, and then they'll trade you. But for the dad to not say, hey, man, I need to stay with my kids. I'm really sorry to do this. Let me even compensate you if there's a difference. Mm-hmm. But like, I'm that middle seat, but like, I got to sit with my kids or they're going to throw a fit.
Yeah.
The guy would have been like, totally.
Oh my God. Even if I was the guy and a mom was like, can I please sit with my kids? I'd be like 100%.
Yes. And if she wants to say no to that, take it to the flight attendant and they'll swap people around.
Yeah.
But to tell this guy and then to not step in when the lady's talking to him.
That's so messed up.
Yeah. Like own it. Like just be, I was just like, all we need here is some honesty. And yeah. The dad never looked up from his phone.
What a prick.
Oh, man. I was just like, ugh.
I can't stand that. Like, when people turn into monsters on airplanes. That's like when you see people's true worst colors.
I mean, I completely agree.
I think it's, like, so funny when people don't follow the order of getting off the plane and, like, someone behind you, like, you'll get up to go, and, like, the person behind you is like, go ahead. You're like, yeah, I will go ahead because I'm up next. It's right. Like, oh, thank you.
So that's, like, telling me to, like, be, I'm, like, yeah, I'm third in line and go third.
Or when, like, you're up to go and, like, the person hasn't gone up yet, and, like, the person on this side, like, budges I'm just like, what are you doing?
Harrison will just say, like, we are deboarding in order. Like, he'll just tell the person to be like, wait.
Oh, same. I'll be like, it's not our turn yet.
Like, you are not going to walk in front of me.
It's so annoying.
Unless we're in a major connecting city and we're landing late, everyone's got somewhere to be.
The amount of times I've had to literally look behind me, and it's usually like a teenager, like literally be like, excuse me, I need to get up because yeah. I'm next.
When we land in like an Oklahoma City or somewhere where there's no connecting flight and people are rushing off that airplane, I just want to say, where is everyone's manners?
Literally, that's how I feel when I get to New York.
Are you all going to the baggage claim where we're all going to have to wait again and you just want off the airplane first?
Right.
Because we're going to have a lot better chance deboarding.
Literally.
In order.
That's another reason why I don't like to check bags, because I just like to get off the plane and get out of the airport.
There's nothing better.
There's nothing I hate more than be behind the gates. That's my sentence.
Wait, what?
I love airports, but pre-gates, like pre-security, I hate it there.
Oh.
And after you exit, I hate it there.
Right. You like it gate to gate.
Yeah.
I was like, what? Do you like it? Sorry. Gate to gate. It is so, no, I completely agree with you. And the other thing is, I've noticed like a flight attendant makes a huge difference. Just like a sweet, yes. Just I just love a kind flight attendant, because you can make or break. It's like a waitress on a first date. You can make or break a plane.
I was sitting in Delta Comfort, and I'm saying Comfort for a reason because I parked this story on my flight home yesterday. And I'm pretty sure on Delta Comfort, you only get one free drink. But the flight attendant was so cool. And he was like, do you want another glass of champagne? Like, was like joking with me. And I didn't, because Because
I'm a one glass girl now.
I was like, I'm about to pass out at way too early in the evening if I have one more. But I was like, you're making this flight so enjoyable.
It's like the Vegas flight attendants who sometimes the flight's too short. I remember I used to fly from LA to Vegas, and it's a 30-minute flight, and they're not supposed to do service on it. Those flight attendants would get those little shots, walk through, sometimes charge you, most of the time not. And just, it's like you just made everyone's trip.
Yeah.
Like, you're setting the tone, because what are people doing when they're flying? It's like they're usually going on a vacation or on a work trip, and it's like you have the opportunity to make that so fun, or you can just be in like a really bad mood.
Oh.
And it's just like, ugh.
I hate the flight attendants who are like, I can't hear you. It's like, you've been working on a plane for how long? And you're like, I had a flight attendant do that the other day. She's like, I can't hear you. I'm like, you're ruining this for me. I was like, I'll just take a water. Thank you.
Yeah, you know what? Never mind. I had it on my list of things to talk about, but I just was getting the biggest kick out of this. It's not funny, but a Boeing again, I'm really obsessed with what Boeing's up to. And they had a flight takeoff in Denver going to Houston, and the engine, the thing that covers the engine, just like blew off. And I listened to, what I've been listening to a lot is these flight calls from the pilot to the air traffic control on the ground. And the way they talk is so nice to each other. Aww. Like, they're so, all of them, like, I'll just be like, this is so warm and fuzzy. And they're like, how many souls on board? And they'll be like, eight. They call them souls. Yeah, like, that's how they identify humans.
I love that.
On board. I know, it's crazy. And then they'll be like, do you classify this as an emergency? And they're like, yes, unfortunately we do. Like, we're turning around. They're like, you can have any runway you want. And it's just like, they do everything.
I heard that air traffic control is one of the most depressing jobs. Or, sorry, that has the high suicide rate job because of the amount of pressure they're under all the time. Because they make one wrong move and there could be a plane crash.
I know.
Like, did you ever watch Breaking Bad?
No.
That was like the first season. There was like an issue. I hope this was Breaking Bad. The air traffic controller like made one wrong mistake and there was a plane crash and like multiple people died, and then he ended up committing suicide. And I hope it's Breaking Bad. I'm not getting that wrong. Question for you about Boeing. Is Boeing only American Airlines or United?
No, this was a Southwest flight.
Why do I never hear Delta and Boeing? At least I tell myself that.
Well, yeah, I don't want to get this wrong, but I know not every airline, Frontier and Spirit, they're totally in the doghouse because they were like doing some backdoor deals with Boeing, I think. But there's one airline that doesn't use them. I don't think it's Delta.
I'm gonna tell
myself. Like, I kind of want to think it's United.
No, United used them because I saw a viral TikTok where this girl was flying United and she actually, you can check what plane is and you can, she always would switch her flight. She was like, safety flight tips if you fly Boeing.
No, the safety flight tip is just fly. You're safe. Don't drive. The statistics are so slim. It is the safest way to get anywhere unless, no, I'm sure it's safer than a train.
Well, I feel like. Walk. Hey, if it's your time, it's your time.
There's nothing you can do about
it. Exactly.
Enjoy it. I always think about, oh God, what I used to say was, if a plane's, and there's no way, but I always used to say, I don't know if this is weird to say, but I used to tell Graham, if there's a plane crash, check like a couple miles back because somehow I jumped out. Like I was always confident I could make it in a plane crash and like tuck and roll. Like I just knew it. I was like, if there's one tragedy I'm surviving, it's that plane crash.
Hey, if you believe it, it will happen.
I just think like if it starts going down, I'm just gonna be like, let me get out one of these doors.
I actually like, so I like fully believe that I will live till I'm like 87. I always see myself like dying peacefully in a rocking chair at 87 years old. So like nothing ever makes me nervous because I'm like, I'll make it.
Wait, are you good to die? Like, are you good with death? Or like if perhaps you found out you were going to die earlier than that, are you down to die?
Remember how I like, you weren't allowed to talk about death on the podcast because it would freak me out.
Yeah.
I've, the older I've gotten, the more I've become to terms with it because like the older you get, when you live, you're like, okay, I'm living. Like, I don't need, like, I would never want to be immortal. No.
No.
Mortal? Immortal.
Immortal.
Yeah, I would never want to live forever.
Oh, wait.
Like, I someone was like, do you want to live forever? I'd be like, no.
I always think if something happened, like if an earthquake happened right now and we're like, okay, I think the building's going down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I would give it everything I could to get out.
Yeah.
But then if it wasn't looking like it was going to happen, I'd be like, all right.
Also, I like kind of believe in like reincarnation and like more of that than I used to. Like that's the spiritual journey I'm on right now. And that keeps me at peace.
Yeah. In another life, you're XYZ.
Yeah. Yeah. On the This Is the Worst, they talked about like three places your spirit goes when you die, and one's like reincarnation, one's like going to experience a new world, and I can remember the other, but like that put me at peace because I was like, okay, there's hope for another life.
Yeah, and I like Morgan Stewart right now on her Insta story, her dad passed away, which is so sad. Aww. I know, but she keeps seeing this bird. And he's like a hawk or something. And someone told her that that's her dad. Like, and somehow she had some message. And then she went to Switzerland. And her mom and her brother were all saying, her brother lives in Switzerland. They were seeing each other for like the first time. And she just took a video of this like bird circling them.
I just got chills.
I know. And I think things like that are so powerful.
Do you want to know something so weird? So my grandpa passed away before COVID, like October of 2019. My cousin was the first to have a baby in our family. I kid you not, her baby looks identical to my grandpa.
Ooh.
It's like freaky, like everyone says it. Like he has red hair. My cousin and her husband, dark features, dark hair. And they just have a child with red hair who looks just like my grandpa. And we always make jokes like, that's grandpa like reincarnated.
Oh, that is so weird.
Yeah, he just like does things where I'm like, my grandma will be like, that looks like Ed, my grandpa. And I'm like, that's so crazy.
That's so cute, though.
It is. It makes me feel better. Like, puts me at peace.
Yeah. And I think if you didn't have a good relationship, like, with your grandpa, and he came and the baby came out with red hair, I think, like, your brain doesn't even go there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, but if it's, like, a sweet memory like that, then you're so quick to have it remind you of that, and it's, like, this wholesome moment. I think it's so cute.
I agree. I have a question for you.
Yes.
Does Harrison ever wear blue jeans?
Oh, every day. Most of the days. Well, he just has one pair of blue jeans, one pair of Levi's.
He wears blue jeans?
They're like really dark.
Okay.
And they're low riders.
Because it was Madeline. She like brought up to me, she asked me, she texted me the other day and she was like, does Pete wear blue jeans? And I was like, or she was like, do you like guys in blue jeans? Does Pete wear blue jeans? And I was like, you know, blue jeans I don't think look good on guys, but Pete has this one pair that looks really good on him. But usually when I think of what Pete wears, it's like Lululemons or like black jeans. And then I started to think, I'm like, do guys wear blue jeans? And are they allowed to? But I don't remember Harrison ever wearing blue jeans.
You don't think that these are blue jeans. Like, If he walked in right now, no one, when he left, no one would say they're so dark.
Okay.
And he rides them low and they're like.
I'm talking like not dark blue jeans. I'm talking about like traditional blue jeans.
My dad.
Okay, dads can wear
my
blue
dad
jeans.
Totally blue jeans it out.
My dad does too.
I think my brother does.
But that's a Texas thing.
That's what I was saying. Not New York.
No. When I think of Texas boys, I think lighter denim blue jeans with cowboy boots.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm picturing a bunch of people I know wearing blue jeans, but Harrison is not one of them. And Pete's a no.
No, I can't picture any guy in New York wearing traditional blue jeans.
No, I'm trying to think right now.
I just see like Lulu's black jeans or I don't know what else, sweatpants?
Yeah, Harrison wears these like corduroy.
Oh yeah, corduroys.
They're like hippie. Everything's like sagging.
I was like, I can't picture Harrison wearing traditional blue jeans.
No, it's very like, no, just like absolutely not. I'm trying to think though, who I've seen a guy.
Like in Minnesota, older men would wear like blue jeans. But like, I can't picture blue jeans in New York.
This is really random. Dave, always in blue jeans.
Really?
Yeah.
Trying to, nuh-uh. Oh, yeah, like the skinnier ones.
They're skinnier, yeah. I'm trying to, so I think like skinny.
But he's older. Older men can wear
Yeah, they can wear them.
I feel like a lot of people at bars don't wear blue jeans.
Like Pat, I'm thinking about Pat wearing blue jeans.
Tommy.
Hank, always in blue jeans. And I'm like, who else is in blue jeans?
So Stoolies wear blue jeans.
Yeah.
Actually, you're sorry, because I think of like, actually almost everyone I think now of I'm thinking bar of, stool.
Now I'm thinking of Harrison's friends. Dark, they were, it's like dark, like black jeans.
Yeah, that's fine.
Pete and they're wears, like slightly skinny.
Yeah, Pete wears dark jeans, or he has one pair of dark jeans that look so good on him in black jeans, but I've never seen him in like blue jeans.
Like light blue, like a light blue classic Levi.
Remember when guys would wear buckle jeans?
Yes, with the thick stitching.
With the, yeah.
Buckle, yeah, they're like dark. My dad just got a pair of these.
Buckle
but
jeans?
But they were for a party, like a Western themed. But Jason Aldean, I think, like still wears them, and they had that thick white stitching on the side, and they're like double lined.
Remember when we wore buckle jeans, and like I had these ones that had a bedazzled butt, and I would sit on them, yes. And I'd be so uncomfortable, but I was like, they're so cute, it's worth the pain.
And they would hurt so bad. Miss Me jeans with like the things on them.
Yeah.
I remember, I just read this article about how people are stopping to buy designer clothes and designer jeans because, like, things should scale with inflation, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, like, what things used to cost to now is obviously more. But these designer bags have gone off that trend, and because they thought they could.
Oh.
But they've gotten so expensive, and same with the clothes. And it's just, like, people are like, that's not worth it anymore.
Yeah.
And so it's so fascinating because I remember when I was in eighth grade, one of my friends mentioned True Religion jeans. And I was like, what are those? So I like went home and I was like, Mom, what are True Religion jeans? And I remember they were like $100. And my mom was just like, that's absurd to pay. Like, no one is getting these jeans in eighth grade, of course.
Yeah.
Fast forward to now, I was looking online the other day, when I was reading the article, the price of like what jeans are now is, can be absurd. Like there are, I'm like, how could you buy a pair of jeans for $800? Like what denim could that be?
Like, are they vintage now?
No, they're just like regular jeans. Like some bags, I got it. It was a New York Times article and it was like one of the covers, but I just haven't checked like the prices of things lately, but I guess everything like designer has just gone up so much that people aren't buying it as much.
Did you ever shop at Charlotte Rouge?
Yeah.
So I saw a TikTok of this younger girl being like, I found these cheetah print shorts on Charlotte Rouge. I don't even know how to pronounce it. And like now people are like wanting to pay her big bucks for them. And they're like, so I'm like, Charlotte Rouge is vintage now?
What? You know, Abercrombie could have been.
It could have been, but now it's like hip.
And now it's back. But remember those the t-shirt that said Abercrombie was $48. And it was like, you're never buying that.
They were the original Skims for how tight they were.
They were. And it was like, that was an absurd price.
Yeah.
It's still like, for just one t-shirt that's Abercrombie on it, I just remember thinking back then, clothes were so expensive. And then you fast forward to now, and I'm like, they're 500 times the amount.
And like the jean skirt that was this much fabric.
That much fabric, but it was $78. It's just like, who's buying that?
I was as a kid.
Oh, man. There was no better outfit. than a jean skirt and a shirt that had to say Abercrombie or Hollister on it.
I had a long sleeve maroon Abercrombie shirt with the short denim skirt.
I would beg my mom. I'd be like, can we please just go get... All I wanted was shirts that said Abercrombie. And it was like, why did I want that so bad?
Abercrombie, Hollister, but never Aeropostale. Aeropostale was not cool in my town.
It was not cool in my town either. Abercrombie was like the coolest, and the models were hot, and the guys that worked there were hot.
Yes, yes.
So like have a job there was really cool.
And I remember the guys would like literally stand out there outside of the store with their shirts off, and we could take pictures with them. Like, we would never do that now.
No, oh my God. I would walk by and be like, what is happening? But like that was like a coveted job to have, to like work at Abercrombie.
I'm dead.
In the mall.
Oh my God, yeah. Like it was cool to go there.
Mall jobs.
I have another random question for you. Do you know who JoJo Siwa is?
No. I know who JoJo is.
Come on, Alex. I'm gonna show you a picture. Dance Moms JoJo Siwa.
No shot. I'm not gonna know a okay. Dance Mom.
I'm gonna show you a picture because like she's going mega viral right now. This girl.
No, let me see her. What's she up to? 20 years old.
Yeah, so she got famous from Dance Moms.
Okay, but which means she's a mom or she's a child? She's 20.
She's a child. She was a child.
She was teen mom, so I didn't know. She could be, you know.
So she is probably one of the most talked about people online right now. Like, she was just on Call Her Daddy, even. Like, she's that big.
Oh, wow.
And she's getting famous because people are, like, I wouldn't say hate following her, but they're, like, hating on her, which is increasing her publicity. And
is she okay?
Well, so like she came out with a song called Karma, and like people were making fun of that, and people make fun of everything she does because she's like, she does these like crazy things. But I'm like a JoJo Siwa stan. Like, I think she's genius. Like, she's 20 years old, she's the most talked about person from that show, and Maddie Ziegler was on that show, and Mackenzie Ziegler, who are also famous people.
I didn't even know this was a show.
But, like, people are hating on her, and I'm like, no, this girl is, I love her because I'm like, this girl is a genius because she's being talked about so much. She was on Call Her Daddy, which I feel like is only for A-list celebrities. Like, when you think about who Alex Cooper interviews.
Is this chick going to sustain, or is this a flash? What is her talent?
She's been, famous since she was five. Yeah. She's been famous since she was five. Yeah.
If you go, what's her content like about?
So she dances. She went on tour for dances. She now came out with a song. Her content's like,
what are they hating on?
She's just like, yeah, she's just like, does really cringy stuff.
Okay.
But
does she make you feel something? Like, do you want to like have dinner with her or not really?
No, like Alex, if I want you to look at her TikTok and you're literally going to be like, what am I watching? She's like, she's cringy and crazy.
Because my new thing on like, I think people can get quick, like fame, like they can go so viral.
Oh no, she's not going yet. Like this isn't like a quick fame for
okay,
her.
Okay, because then I think like, whoa guys, we have to think of our like content as ways we want to be like known.
Yeah.
And not for clicks or things like that, but like at the end of the day, like it's like a part of who you are.
She's great at staying relevant.
Okay.
Like, she's been famous, like Julie said, since she was five, and she's 20, so for 15 years. She went from reality show to selling out her own tours, to making a song, to pretty much anything she puts out there, people grab onto.
I don't get why they're hating.
I mean, why do people hate anyone? You know what I mean? It's one of those things where I think people are just, it's groupthink. Someone made a TikTok making fun of her, and now everyone is doing it.
Oh, yeah, I don't understand that.
But I'm over here saying we're JoJo Siwa stans.
I'm in. I think she's not even saying words. Like,
right?
She's just dancing with makeup on. You can't even, like, be mad.
And it's, I know. I that's just, like, a trend right now. It's like, if you Google trends, you'd be like, hate JoJo Siwa. And I'm like, no. I love her.
What do they hate? What are they so...
Because she's 20 years old and richer than them?
Yeah, I guess. People are so funny.
I know.
Huh.
Do you want to do a listener question?
Yes. Is it about JoJo?
No.
What do you guys think about JoJo? Siwa. JoJo Siwa.
I can't believe you don't know about JoJo. Or don't know JoJo.
I've never even...
Okay, so go this way.
Okay. Let's see.
I thought this was a very interesting one.
Oh, okay. All right, here we go. So, please, I need advice. Is it the cat or is it the puss? It's puss. Okay, all right.
You can say vagina.
Me, please, I need advice. Me and my cat emoji, Vagine, need help. I... 22 and BF 22 have been dating for 2 years now. We are very serious and met in college. He was my first time and not knowing about how to pee after sex resulted in a UTI. Fair. After that, I feel I've been very conscious about my feminine health and both of us taking showers before and after sex. We are both very faithful, so that is not the problem. Okay. Oh, okay. But I keep going to urgent cares, the lady doctor, and taking the pill and taking the pill after pill every couple of months, trying to find a solution. Being in so much pain, I've had the last straw. He's very sympathetic, and we've stopped having sex for about a month due to me being scared of having another problem. I hate taking pills more than anything and don't want to continue this anymore. One time, I saw him take a shower and realized the problem might be him. He did not clean his privates well at all. More so, let the water and soap run over it. This threw... Are you fucking with me, making me read this?
No. It's a listener question.
This threw me off because he always smells good and isn't dirty. I asked him jokingly one time before he went to the shower to clean up better, and he didn't take me seriously. I asked him the next time, and he told me he was a little upset and that he knows how to take a shower. How do I tell him again he needs to clean his private parts better without making me look mean and knowing he actually cleaned really well?
That's a good question because I feel like oral... hygiene in a relationship can be a big breaking point.
So they're both showering before and after.
So her main question is, she gets UTIs after they have sex every time, and she thinks it's due to his lack of hygiene, and she doesn't know how to bring it up to him to be more hygienic down there before they have sex.
But it's not him, right?
I don't know if it is or not. Like, I don't know if lack of hygiene can cause UTIs or if it's more of like the juices.
Some girls get just radical UTIs all the time.
Well, and sometimes people say like your pH just doesn't match with that person.
Showering before and after, I really like his odds if he's even letting the soap remotely touch him. I think he's clean, no?
I would say so.
But why is she taking the before and after pill? She needs to take the UTI pill. Right?
She's not taking the before and after pill. She's taking pill after pill.
Oh, I was like, she had a typo. Oh, I was like, that's the wrong pill. Like, that'll fuck with you.
But I think, like, the real question is, like, how do you talk to your partner about hygiene?
Okay.
So how does Harrison talk to you? No, just kidding.
I'm like, this dude is plenty hygienic, no? If someone told me, I don't know, they're 22, but I'm 30. If someone told me how to shower, you can say, like, you don't smell good. Because what's odd is she says he always smells good.
Yeah.
So I think he's clean.
Yeah, I don't think it is his junk area. But if, like, she wants him to clean more, I would say, like, one, you could buy him new products, be like, happy birthday, and, like, give him some cute, like, oral hygiene. Why do you think oral hygiene?
I don't know.
Body hygiene products, or, like, shower together and, like, wash it.
But it doesn't seem like, it seems like now that she said it and he was, like, defensive.
Yeah. Well, I'd be offended, too, if I showered all the time. Like, I shower every day, and if Pete was like, you smell, I'd be like, bitch, what up? I would never call him that. I'd be like, what do you want me to do?
Like, well, he's showering before and after.
Yeah.
Which is really, like, nice of him and not nice of him because, of course, like, so sad that she has the problem.
Yeah.
Because there is nothing more uncomfortable. But
have you ever been with someone who's, like, smelly down there?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Not down there. But she says he smells good.
But, I mean, like, have you ever been with someone who has, like, bad hygiene?
Yes. One time I dated a guy in college who just did not have good hygiene. Have you?
No. What did you do?
You just don't date for very long. Because, listen, there are some people, like, I told Harrison this, like, 10 girls smell you, I'm sure some of them would walk away being like, I didn't smell him.
Yeah.
Some would say he smelled bad, and some would say he smells phenomenal. Mm-hmm. I think his natural body odor smells really good.
Yeah.
But it's natural.
Same with Pete's. I love his natural body smell.
But you put him up to 10, his natural smell, some girls are going to be like, oh my God, I can't stand it. Because, like, yeah, we're just wired, like, our, that's like a nose thing.
And we, like, love their pheromones.
Yeah. And yeah, it's, like, deeper than just, like, him cleaning. Well, like, if you didn't like their smell and he showered every single day, you're still not going to like his smell.
Well, and, like, after I've gotten done working, I've been very sweaty. Pete will, like, kiss me and he's like, you smell so good. And I'm like, I smell horrible. But I'm like, it's just, like, you're the person you're with, just, they either like the way you smell or they don't.
And some people out at the gym can gross me out and some can't.
Yeah.
And so that's just, yeah, it's a pheromone thing. So I don't know. I feel really bad for them, but I think it's, like, deeper.
I, like, don't want to say this, but I think they just might not be a match.
Yeah, and that's a real thing.
Yeah. No, it's very real, yeah.
And it's really sad.
But, like, she could try buying him new products or, like, they could shower together and she could scrub it up, dub him more.
Yeah, that's a good... I don't know, like... I feel sorry for both of them.
Yeah.
Because, like, she is exhausted and scared. And he's like, yo, I know how to shower.
Yeah.
Both valid. I don't know the solve.
I've had friends who, there's, like, I've been so lucky where I've never had a UTI, and I hope I never get one because I've heard they're so painful. But I've had friends who, they've just had sex with a guy, and their pHs don't match. And they're like, I always get UTI. Like, one of my friends, her and her ex, she would get them pretty regularly from him. With a new boyfriend, not once.
No, that is so true. It's such a thing.
Yeah.
And I don't know if anything is worth getting them. Like,
I've, like, had sex with people, guys I've dated, where I, like, I just feel like my vagine doesn't feel great afterwards because of their, like, our pHs don't match. But, like, with Pete, like, I've never had an issue. Like, I feel like our pHs are, like, meant for each other.
Yeah, and I think, like, I don't know, the UTI, I've had one UTI, and it was when I had Lyme's disease, because the medications were, like, breaking me down so bad. The first one's the worst one. It's like a cold sore. Like, ooh, the first one you get is so bad, yeah, and then you'll always kind of get them, but they won't be as bad as the first one, and, oh, I just feel for this girl, because I would be so afraid if I knew, like, I was prone to them.
People say it's the worst pain you can, like, practically be in.
It's so uncomfortable. You don't want to do anything.
And don't you, like, pee blood and stuff?
That didn't happen to me, but, like, you don't even want to cry. Like, you don't want to cross your... You don't want to walk. You don't want to wear jeans. Like, it's just so sad. Like, it's so sad.
Oh, yeah, no.
And some people just get them more.
What women have to deal with down there, yeast infections, UTIs, periods, it's like, cut us some slack.
I know. It's, like, crazy what can happen.
Speaking
of pain, good luck to you next week.
I know.
Lip filler.
Hopefully, I'm going to try to schedule it, like, the day before or maybe the day of.
I'm dying to hear.
I know. I'll take a video. Obviously, I'll make a video about it. And we can, like, post in the YouTube so you guys can see my lips.
Do it before. I think right after. I think they'll be really puffy. I can't remember, but check. Let us know.
I'll have some beautiful duck lips.
But then it'll be so worth it when you get them back.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Cheers.
Oh, cheers.
To our monster.
Now we're going to be not up all night, but just...
I'm going to be up all night.
Happily energized.
Bye.
Okay, that's it for today's episode. As always, thank you for listening to Mean Girl Pod, powered by Just Media House. I'm Alex Bennett.
And I'm Jordan Woodruff. So, AB, do what you do best.
If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, rate, and review. We are at Mean Girl Pod on all platforms. Stay connected with us on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, and Snapchat at Mean Girl Pod. Podcast and social artwork and post-production by Creative Evolution Studios. Theme song to the Mean Girl Pod performed by Sergi Asbell. Mean Girl Pod, we're your besties in your ear. New episodes every Monday.